Men continue to dominate the American media landscape. According to a 2019 Women's Media Center report, men have a higher share of bylines, credit, and hold more leadership positions. But in Sheridan, Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler reports, the head of the local newspaper is leading by example.
When Kristen Saban started at the Sheridan Press in June 2008 as a new reporter, she thought she'd stay for a year, get experience, and move on.
I had never been to Sheridan before. I had never been to Wyoming before. But I was offered the job over the phone, sight unseen.
Saban was a city girl moving to Wyoming. But after experiencing her first Sheridan fall, a pheasant hunt, camping trips, brandings, and meeting her now husband, she knew she wanted to stay. So Saban covered a wide range of beats in town and worked at growing her reporting skills. Then when the managing editor position became available at the press, she decided to apply for the job, even though she wasn't sure she wanted it.
And surprisingly, my publisher had asked me to have lunch with him at the end of the week. And he said, just plan on, you know, an hour or so downtown. We'll just grab something at a cafe. And then that morning he said, change of plans. We're going out to the Powderhorn. We're going to spend about 3 hours out there. And I immediately thought I was either getting fired or something horrible had happened.
When I interviewed her, I recall that she was well-read. And that impresses me when people read outside of their work in the newspaper business.
That's Stephen Woody, the former publisher of the Sheridan Press. Woody was also impressed by her ability to stand up to people in power, learn new things, and her vision for the paper and community. So that afternoon, he offered her the job.
So then a few years after that, he had been coaching me and was really a great mentor and had let me know probably about a year out that he was planning to retire and that he wanted me to take the reins.
A publisher at a community newspaper is like being a CEO. The publisher handles the business side of the paper, the revenue, the marketing, the ads, but also oversees the news coverage and is ultimately in charge of the product put out. Woody thought she was ready.
Maybe the most important thing is that I recognize, and she recognized, that she needed some training in the business side of the house.
So Saban applied for and received an MBA degree from the University of Wyoming. And in 2017, she took over as the publisher of the Sheridan Press, the first woman to do so. But Saban's education hasn't stopped with her new role. That's something Letty Lister admires about her friend and colleague, Saban. Lister is the publisher of the Black Hills Pioneer Daily newspaper in Spearfish, South Dakota.
She came up through the news department, so she really understood that side very well. And she's been able to adapt and learn the business and advertising side as well, because that is a big part of what we do.
Saban, who is in her early 30s, has also been working to be a leader outside of the Sheridan Press. She's a former president of the Wyoming Press Association. She coaches a girls' softball team. And over the past year, she's been participating in Leadership Wyoming, a program designed to help people become better leaders in their communities. And even since her time as editor, she's found a way to showcase women in her community and across the state and region. She's been hosting the FAB Women's Conference, which stands for For, By, About Women.
We had sessions on everything from, you know, wage negotiation over the years to how to start your own business, just a little bit of everything, arts and writing and songwriting even. It was just a lot of fun, and it was a good way to help women from across the state network and grow and take a day for themselves, which they don't typically do.
Saban's focus on building and representing her community is one of her main focuses as publisher.
Our mission is really to engage the community and inform the community so that they can make better decisions about the community. And we're really striving to be that public forum and that public square again. Whether it's an event we're hosting or the stories we write, we just want to make sure that it has this community at its focus.
Lister says over the past few years, she's seen Saban's confidence in her role at the paper and in the community grow.
She's really grasped and I think championed the role of the newspaper as the voice of the community and a way for people to get reliable information.
Saban says she encourages her staff, many of whom are women as well, to also build their own leadership qualities and to be a part of the community. She says that her being in such a position will hopefully get more women in these roles across the industry.
seeing people that look like you at the top helps encourage younger generations that they can do it too. So, you know, whether it's my own staff or going to conferences around the country and they say, you know, this is Kristen, she's a female publisher in Sheridan, Wyoming. It's just fun for them to go, oh, sweet. Well, then I can do that too.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler in Sheridan.